Making Memories Around the Tree. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're doing really well this year. We've made a record each year for the last 4 or 5 years. We've had a good start to the season. We had a very busy Thanksgiving weekend.
The wagons are ready, the hot chocolate is out, and all that's needed now is families. That's what Tennessee Christmas tree farmers are hoping anyway this season, and so far it's been pretty good. Sue Ward and her husband have Ward Grove Christmas Tree Farm just outside of Jackson in Beach Bluff.
We have seen over the last 20 years that there is a significant market that just want to do the experience. I'm not real sure about retail sales in town, you know, how those go, but we increase our market probably about 5% a year.
The Wards have a choose and cut operation that includes white pine and Virginia pine. Over in East Tennessee, Beth and Bobby Westbrook operate the Fall Branch Christmas Tree Farm in Washington County. They also have a choose and cut operation.
We're trying to create an experience and memories and, you know, tradition like we used to do.
Beth Westbrook says they hope to sell around 550 trees this year off the farm, but it hasn't always been about the business of selling trees.
It's strictly choose and cut. They come out here, we own them a saw and a sled to haul the tree back up the hill with, and when those kids come out here, it makes that hot summer work worth it. Because they kids can say the darndest things.
And tree farmers are hopeful for another good season this year. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, last year 33 million real Christmas trees were purchased in the U.S., and that was up by 35% from 2012. To find a tree farm near you and make your own memories, go to picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.